Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Man, look at all these people in here. Yeah, shout out to everybody who came tonight. Really, really good to see all of you. Tonight is a really, really important night for our church. But more importantly, for our church, it's a really important night for those that will come to know Jesus because of this night. And so before we get started, let me just open up in a word of prayer so that we can center our minds and get ready for this evening. And then I'll give you a layout of what tonight's going to look like, and then we'll get rolling. So, all right, God, thank you so much for this evening. God, I thank you just for, God, so many people in this room that have come to be trained in what it means to share the gospel. God, I pray for your favor tonight. God, I pray that if there's any distraction in this place or if there's anything going on outside of this room, family issues, sin problems, work problems, God, whatever that is, Lord, I pray that you help us to lay that aside so that we can see you clearly, but also so that we can be trained to do, God, what you love us doing, and that is proclaiming your excellencies and your glory to those who do not know you as Lord and Savior. So, God, I pray that you go before us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so thank you so much for being here. It's so good to see you. And this is our first ever, you are part of the first ever Equip Forum, and I think that's pretty awesome. First ever Equip Forum, that is great. So some of you might be like, what is an Equip Forum? We've never done that. Well, good question. Equip Forums exist to resource and encourage the members of Mercy Church to boldly live out the mission of God here in Charlotte to the ends of the earth. So let me say that again. Equip Forums exist to resource and encourage the members of Mercy Church to boldly live out the mission of God here in Charlotte to the ends of the earth. We desire to be a church that when you become a member of our church, when you attend our church, there are things like this that equip you to follow Jesus. You know, I remember growing up being a part of a church and it's like, go share the gospel and read your Bible every day. But I don't know how to do that. You know, like, I don't know how to share the gospel. I don't know how to read the Bible. What's Leviticus? And why are they killing so many freaking animals? Like, why is this happening? And we want to be a church that equips our people to do the mission of God and to live unapologetically Christian lives in a post-Christian culture, and that can do it in a way that's winsome, that can do it in a way that's compelling, and that can do it in a way that will lead the masses to Jesus Christ. And that's why we have Equip Forums. We want you to be equipped, and we want you to know how to follow Jesus. Does that make sense? So we want to equip you. We want you to know what to do. So for tonight, our focus is on evangelism, okay? Our focus is on evangelism. Now, I was thinking about this, and you know, if you're a lawyer, do we have any lawyers in here? No lawyer. One lawyer. Okay, you're not a lawyer. Anyways, wow, that was harsh. I'm sorry, dude. Anyways, so if you want to be a lawyer, you need to take the bar exam, right? You need to take the bar. But what if you never studied? What if you never studied for that test and you show up to that test? What's going to happen? You're not going to have a lot of confidence. You're going to have zero confidence to know how to answer stuff about laws and stuff. You know what I mean? That's what you test you on is laws, and you're not going to have any confidence in that. Evangelism is the same way, right? We get to that moment, we get to that time where we're like, okay, like maybe this is it, you know, maybe this is my time. And we've never really practiced, or we've never really thought about, okay, how do I actually share the gospel? How do I actually, you know, even share a testimony or even communicate why I love Jesus? Like that's a big deal. And so tonight, here's what you can expect, okay? I'm going to talk about evangelism, absolutely. I'm going to talk about that. Before I get into the nitty-gritty about all that we're going to learn tonight, I want us to focus on Jesus first and who he is, because you are not going to share the gospel if you do not love Jesus. You won't. If you don't love Jesus, you will not share the gospel. So I want to recenter our minds first. Then it's going to be kind of like a workshop, okay? So that's why I wanted us to kind of be in tables, because we're going to actually practice sharing a testimony. We're going to practice sharing the gospel to one another. I think that's really, really valuable. Some of you are like, wow, I don't know anyone at my table that's really awkward. Well, that's okay. You know, just deal with it. Sharing the gospel is awkward, so here we go. Tonight is all about evangelism. But I think there's two big problems that we have. In the Christian life. And I think the first problem is I think we have an identity problem. One of the major problems that many Christians face when it comes to evangelism is that we don't actually have a proper understanding of our identity as a believer. Okay, we don't have a proper identity of who we are in Christ. Okay, so if you have a Bible, open it to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you don't, I'll have it on the screen for you, no worries. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 17. And here's what it says. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. Let me pause there for a second. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, your sins are gone. So whoever you used to be, you are no longer that. If you are a Christian tonight, you are once an enemy of God, but now you are a son or a daughter of God. That is incredible news. And the new has come, a newness of life. You walk in a new relationship with God. That's unbelievable. Verse 18, and all this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself. So all this is from God, so we didn't, you know, this was God's action, okay? God acted, God saved us, we didn't earn this, God came after us. He sent his son Jesus to come after us and to save us, and through Christ reconciled us, the believer, to himself. And look at this, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Did you know that God gave you a ministry? That's unbelievable. God gave you, the Christian, every one of you that is a Christian, everyone who's a Christian in this world, God gave us a ministry. What's that ministry? Of reconciliation. What does that mean? Okay, 19, that is that Christ, that in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and then entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So what's the ministry of reconciliation? The ministry of reconciliation is a message. The ministry of reconciliation is a message. It's a specific message, and that's the gospel. That is the gospel. So, verse 20, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. I remember when the election was going on not too long ago, you know, one of the big topics of conversation was, you know, who's going to be, you know, the ambassador, you know, to Russia? That's going to be kind of weird knowing all that's going on. Like, what's that going to be like? You know, so what is an ambassador? An ambassador is someone who speaks on behalf of somebody else. Right? So did you know that you speak to the world on behalf of God about who he is? So your life, how you live your life, how you communicate the gospel is a direct representation of who they think you believe God is. That is weighty. That's really weighty. You are an ambassador. And then it says that God makes his appeal through us. God has chosen people to be the vehicle through which the gospel is proclaimed and also through which people are saved. If we don't share the gospel, people don't come to faith. Right? If we don't share, people don't come to faith. And this is one thing I'm going to focus on a lot tonight. It says, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. When was the last time you implored somebody to give their life to Jesus? When was the last time that you sat in front of somebody and just begged them? You know they're far from God. You know that they're separate, that if they were to pass away, they would be separated from him forever. When was the last time you begged? When was the last time you pleaded with someone, turn from your sins? Jesus is better. Look at what he did for you. Now, I think that's probably not many of us. Many of us don't beg like that. And I wonder, and I was telling some of my students this. I wonder if when we share the gospel, if people actually believe that we believe it. When we share the gospel, what I want people walking away with anytime that I share, if they don't put their faith in Jesus, what I want them to say is, you know, I don't agree with him. I don't agree that Jesus got out of the grave. I don't believe in Christianity. But you know what? Wow, like, that guy really believed that. I wonder if God withholds his favor at times. I don't know how that works sovereignly, but how God withholds his favor at times because of people who casually share. Oh, yeah, this is what I have. This is the gospel. You want that? No? Well, all right, man. See you later. You know, I want us to be people who beg. I want us to be people who beg. Beg. And look at verse 21, one of the most incredible verses in all of Scripture. For our sake, for you and me, he made him, being Christ, to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. That's what happens when we give our life to Jesus. He gives us his righteousness. When God looks at us, he must first look through Christ to see you and me. Jesus performed in our place so that we didn't have to. That is good news. That is good news. So when you become a Christian, you become an ambassador. So we have an identity problem. That was the first thing I said. We have an identity problem. Here's the second thing, is I think we have a motivational problem. So many see the motivation of evangelism primarily as man-centered. So we see the motivation of evangelism as man-centered. So some will say, you know, we share the gospel primarily, you know, out of a love for people, right? Like, I want to go to China to share the gospel because I love the Chinese people. I love the Chinese culture. I love African culture. I love Haitian culture. I love these people. That's the best motivation to go. And I would argue against that. You want to know why? Because culture is fallen, and people are sinners, and they're going to make you really mad. They're going to make you really mad. Like, when was the last time you tried to share, especially with family members? This is tough. You know, when you share the gospel with a family member, and it can be infuriating, and it makes you not want to share, right? Because it makes you so mad, and you just don't want to share anymore with that person. It's hard. So people can't be the motivation. Love for people can't be the primary motivation. And I think our motivation for sharing the gospel should start with God. I think a motivation for sharing the gospel should start with God. So there's a couple proper motivations that I want to share with you really quickly. Here's the first one. We should share the gospel because God is worthy of it. We should share the gospel because God is worthy. So what's the basis for this? He's holy, he's infinitely loving, and he gave his son. How many of you have kids in here? Raise your hand. Okay, a handful of people in here. Imagine giving your child. It's unfathomable. And God gave his perfect son. So we share the gospel because God is holy and he is loving, and we are overwhelmed by that. Absolutely overwhelmed by that. God is worthy of this. God is worthy of us putting it on the line for him. He's worthy of that. And here's a second one. Joyful obedience. The second proper motivation is joyful obedience. God gives us the privilege of joining him in his unstoppable mission. I'm always blown away by the fact that, you know, not only was I saved, right? Not only did God save me from my sin, not only did he, bring me into the kingdom of light, and not only do I get to, you know, be with him one day in heaven, those are awesome, but the fact that he would choose me to do this and to share the gospel and to, you know, to act, to be the ambassador for God, like, that blows me away, and that gives me a supernatural amount of joy because I know how messed up I am, right? I know how jacked up I am. I know how I sin. I know all my struggles. Yet despite that, God decides to move through people. He could have sent angels, right? He could have sent angels to come, you know, share the gospel, but he didn't choose to do that. He chose people. That brings me so much joy that I get to actually be with him, that I actually get to be with him in his unstoppable mission. I think those are proper motivations. I think those are proper motivations.